Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate to bring it up, but remember that horrible tragedy with the Surfside building that partially collapsed about 9 months ago in South Florida? I can't believe it's already been 9 months, but I'm even more in shock that something like that happened, you know, in these modern times. But the lawsuit, apparently a settlement has already been reached. And good, the sooner the better. You know, these things cannot drag on. It's already so tragic what happened. But an $83 million settlement has been reached in a punitive class action lawsuit. These are brought by the victims. It was filed against several groups and individuals, including companies that developed and maintained the property, the company responsible for the construction of the building, and engineers and inspectors of the building. I'm not sure if it also includes the committee, or who is it, like that, the association? Because I'm under the impression that the association was, there was a lot of back and forth on, you know, them being told about repairs and, you know, are we going to add fees to everybody to help pay the repairs? But to remind you what happened, the refresh, 98 people died in the collapse when the South Tower suffered a catastrophic failure. 55 condominium units were immediately destroyed. The remainder of the building, the 136 units, had to be demolished. People had to obviously immediately evacuate. They couldn't go back at their stuff. There was a cat that was running around that lived. I think the cat's still alive. I haven't checked on that. But imagine all the loss of lives, loss of everything. The agreement provides for an $83 million common fund to be paid to unit owners as compensations for condominiums and contents. In exchange, unit owners will be relieved from any liability for injury and wrongful death claims, according to court documents. Each unit owner will be paid a proportionate share of the funds based on their ownership share of the condominium. They said once the agreement is finalized and can no longer be appealed, the victims will receive $50 million out of the first $100 million that is recovered from groups responsible for the building. The remaining $33 million of the settlement will be paid out. Does that sound small to you? That sounds awfully small. If I was one of those owners, lost family, because think about it, there's 55 units destroyed. The remainder units, 136, got destroyed. That's way less than $800,000 per person. Am I reading that wrong? In exchange, they say unit owners will be relieved from any liability for injury and wrongful death. They say once the agreement's finalized, victims will receive $50 million out of the first 100. Now, not $50 million each. I mean, they have to split it up. Plus, also, I don't know how much the lawyers get. And the lawyers do deserve to be paid. But that $83 million, how much of that goes to, you know, is it a third that goes to the representation? The remaining $33 million after the first 50 will be paid out of the money that's recovered after the first $100 million. I'm confused. All the other funds recovered will ensure solely for the benefit of the wrongful death claimants. So Morabito Consultants, one of the defendants in the lawsuit, said in a statement that it denies that it is in any way liable for the collapse or the resulting damages. but we also firmly believe that the families who have suffered from this tragedy deserve compensation so that they may focus on healing. So Becker and Poilyakov represents the condo association, and they continue to deny that it was in any way responsible for the collapse. They say the settlement is not a finding of fault. We are pleased this matter was resolved so quickly and sincerely hope the insurance settlement will bring some relief to those impacted by this horrible tragedy. So the court will hold a final approval hearing for the agreement on March 30th, and then objections have to be brought up the week before. You know, the initial reports made it sound like there was a sinkhole. Now, that was debunked pretty early on, but witnesses had said that they saw a hole. And then I guess the pool dropped. And then the building collapsed. Now, there was pictures of a recent inspection that showed multiple, wires and multiple, barbs and things like that. But a sinkhole was originally reported by a victim to her husband. She was on the phone. And then I guess she had told Mike Stratton had told the Miami Herald that he was on the phone with his wife, Cassie. She was staying in the tower at the time of the collapse. She told him she saw out the window a sinkhole where the pool was. Then she screamed and the phone call disconnected and she had died. Now, her husband was on a business trip to Washington, D.C. at the time. He said it was 1:30 a.m. He could never forget that. And so, that was ruled out, and they said it wasn't a sinkhole. It was that the building had so much damage and so much structural incongruities and incompetencies that it and lack of repair that it buckled, and it could have. But sinkholes that made a very scary theory. Working theory, because sinkholes are notorious for swallowing buildings, causing immeasurable destruction. They're like a sudden sinking of the Earth's surface when the subsurface changes. The underground limestone, the carbonate rock, the salt beds, the rocks become dissolved, weathered by underground water. And so when you have a building that's on the water, that's beachfront, water coming in underneath can destroy the stability. And many times, the below ground is not strong enough to maintain the above ground landscape and structures, but you actually start having signs of damage before. So people are like, well, what's this? How come this is off? Or why do we have this crack? So sometimes sinkholes could cause the cracks too. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we do have some movement on these vaccine verification requirements. We're being told they are going to be lifted in more states and cities. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. With COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths falling across the United States, we are seeing a trend towards less pandemic restrictions. It's a shame they were even put in place to the degree that they were, but I'm not going to repeat myself as I have for the last 2 years. However, yesterday, officials in Los Angeles took steps to end requirements where patrons have to show proof of full vaccination at certain businesses. And the reason why I say hallelujah, praise the Lord, is any time an employee has to ask somebody, to show them proof of vaccination, they are putting themselves at risk for violence. We've seen multiple cases of people say, well, you need to wear a mask, you need to this, and then something happens to the employee. And I get so nervous when I see these rules where non-law enforcement, especially these young kids, these, you know, young high schoolers, are put in a position of enforcing these made-up laws. So please start to, you know, stop these requirements, because, I mean, most companies do not have the money to hire on full-on security or law enforcement to help make these things happen. Los Angeles City Council ordered the city attorney to devise an ordinance that makes vaccine verification voluntary for indoor businesses like bars and gyms. It also eliminated proof of vaccination requirements for large outdoor events. I know. You just wonder, going, wait, you had to show proof of a vaccine to go to your kid's baseball game? I guess. Proof of vaccination or negative test will continue to be required to attend indoor mega events or gatherings with 1,000 or more attendees. They say a final vote will be taken when the ordinance is introduced at a future council meeting, although there was no immediate indication of when that would occur. And again, California is one of the last strongholds of these. And so this is a huge step. When you see California start to, you know, pare this back, you know, it means they're having a lot of pushback. People are frustrated. It's not easy. I mean, many people that are leaving California are coming to my neck of the woods in southern Nevada. And they tell me why. They're like, they're not political. It's just they cannot function under those rules. San Francisco Department of Public Health said it will be up to businesses to choose whether to require proof of vaccination or a negative test from their staff and customers. Hallelujah. Like in Los Angeles, proof of vaccination will still be required to enter indoor mega events. They say with cases and hospitalizations continuing to fall and our high vaccination rate providing a strong defense against the virus, San Francisco is ready to further reduce COVID-19 restrictions and allow individuals to make their own decisions to protect themselves and their loved ones. That's according to San Francisco Health Officer Dr. Susan Phillip. I think individuals should have been able to make their own decisions early on, but the U.S. has reported 37,000 new cases and 1,900 new deaths from the past day. This is from data reported from Johns Hopkins. Since the winter Omicron surge peaked, officials have announced the end to vaccine and mask mandates, some lifting state public health emergency disaster declarations. So, now, where are we in terms of COVID spending? Well, interestingly, the House did pass a $1.5 trillion spending plan in order to help give assistance to Ukraine and fund the government because funding was going to expire. But they did have to remove $15 billion in COVID aid. And I'm not weeping, you know, with that one, because honestly, I'm still kind of confused as to where that money is going. The Biden administration gave us all test kits. Two test kits with four tests per family. I thought that was a fantastic idea until we opened up the packages and they were made in China. And people are saying, well, I'm not using these. People were telling me they threw them out. Then what did we just spend all that money on? We're spending a lot of money on education. Get the vaccine. I mean, if somebody hasn't gotten the memo in the last 2 years, what money are we spending on those campaigns now? I mean, we have people dying in Ukraine. We really have to kind of pick and choose, you know, what we're doing. Well, you know, people need reminders. They need these. You know, they still need to see posters. They still need to see commercials. I think the money would be better spent on getting more therapeutics, getting USA-made COVID tests, making the COVID tests better so that most people don't test negative for the first 5 days of them being sick. And I think that money would be better spent on a better vaccine. Not a vaccine that was designed for the wild type, but one that can now handle a lot of these variants. and spike protein mutations. That's where I think the money could go. So when people are like, oh my gosh, how did the House do this where there wasn't COVID funding? Well, maybe we need to relook at some of the money we're spending on COVID and put it towards a better use. The federal government was set to run out of funding this Friday. The $1.5 trillion package will avert a shutdown through September while adding billions of humanitarian and military aid to Ukraine after Russia's invasion. The House also passed a four-day stopgap measure to give the Senate time to approve the larger package. Now, the bill includes $13.6 billion in humanitarian and defense aid to Ukraine that did receive bipartisan support, 361-69. The House approved the non-defense portion of the package, 260-171, with one member voting present. Later, the House approved a proposal to ban Russian oil and energy imports in a 414-17 vote. So the new aid to Ukraine, according to ABC News, billions more than initially requested by Biden, is evenly split between humanitarian and military aid. It includes millions to help feed and resettle displaced Ukrainians and nearly $2 billion in potential economic relief for Ukraine and neighboring countries. And again, this is something that is very hard to not support. I understand critics are like, the money. You know, why are we in this position to begin with? You know, we should have never been in this position where Putin felt he could invade and all that. Listen, right now it's all about saving people's lives. And these people, these refugees and evacuees need help. That's what money is for. It's to help people. And I understand it's a lot, but I would rather, you know, we spend on that. And then I would also rather we take a look at some of the wasteful spending and save. I mean, I really wish some of us who are really, really good at budgeting, right, can go in there saying, what did you just spend? You know, why are you guys in the government saying, hey, guys, you know, if you don't spend it, you lose it at the end of each year? I understand how these budgets go. If you want, you submit a budget, and in order for you to keep that budget, if there's money you didn't spend, then you spend it super quickly on anything that counts, just so you could go, you see, we spent that money. I hate how that happens in governments and institutions. You see that all the time. What I would do if I ran the place, country, or institution, is I'd say, look, guys, whatever you don't spend in your budget, your department gets a percentage bonus of that. So if you save us $50,000, you each will get, let's say, 2%, and then the rest of the money will go in and, you know, I mean, that I would want to incentivize departments to save money, but that's not how it works. Because in order for that institution or business to be able to get money from another entity, they have to show that's what they spent. It's ridiculous. So we waste a lot of money. So then something like this happens where it's like, you know, we have a humanitarian crisis. We're possibly going to be drawn into a world conflict, and we're already getting drawn in. And people are like, why are we spending this money? The question is, why have we wasted so much other money such that when we do need to spend for something life-saving, we have to debate it? So Ukrainians are going to be armed in this package, allied forces, with U.S. military stocks, another $3 billion to support the deployment of additional U.S. troops and materials to Europe. And so already Russia has threatened that if we move forward with helping, there's going to be targets, civilian transportation. So it's escalating, sadly. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is not expected to face the same political attacks that Democrats heaped on Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Republicans should make sure they vet her record. Senator Ted Cruz speaking on Newsmax.
I think we should vigorously scrutinize her record. Now, one thing I can promise you. We're not going to replay the political circus the Democrats gave us with Justice Kavanaugh. You're not going to see Republicans go into the gutter. You're not going to see personal smears. You're not going to see the nastiness. But we do have a responsibility to carefully, to vigorously vet her record.
United Airlines is allowing workers who refuse a COVID vaccine to return. Those who are exempt due to religious or medical reasons can come off paid leave at the end of the month. United was the first major airline with a vaccine mandate, firing 200 employees who refused to get their shot. This is USA Radio News. A major player in the video and gaming world is stopping shipments to Russia.
Sony is suspending sales of its PlayStation game console in Russia. The company is saying it has stopped all software and hardware shipments in the country as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. Sony Group Corporation also announcing a $2 million donation to humanitarian aid organizations to help Ukrainians. The online PlayStation store will also be blocked. Sony joins Microsoft, who announced last week it would stop selling its Xbox consoles and software in Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember all the firings and people let go and, you know, sorry about hit my mic. And anybody who in certain industries deciding not to vaccinate were going to, possibly lose their job. Well, there's going to be a lot of, shall we say, reworking of some of these contracts as people are looking back as employers who made those rash decisions are now rethinking if they should have lost that staff. The problem is if you fired somebody for not wanting to get a vaccine, I don't know if they think you're the most ideal employer. I mean, you know, in the olden days, you would have employers that, well, not all of us, but, you know, the idea was, you know, the your work is your second family. You know, you'll have a pension. They'll take care of you when you're older. They'll, that's definitely doesn't happen now. And so you don't really seem to have the employee loyalty. You don't have the employer loyalty. But a lot of employers are now starting to rethink, you know, if we are having this rollback, then maybe we can, maybe we can figure out how to go, you know what? Now that the, you know, Omicron wave is down and, you know, so they could save face, they don't have to eat crow, I think it's not going to be as dangerous for you or our customers for you to come back to work. So I'd like to extend to you a job. I don't know how that's going to go. All I know is if you're in one of those positions, you better ask for a raise before, you know, I mean, you might as well. That means those employers are definitely wanting you back and they'll spend for it. Interestingly, though, United Airlines, who was one of the first to not want unvaccinated people around, will allow workers who haven't been vaccinated, I mean, in terms of employees, will allow workers who weren't vaccinated but had the religious and medical documentation to return at the end of this month. So staffers who had exemptions from the carrier's vaccine requirement will be able to return to work. Now, they were on unpaid leave. So, again, it was, okay, you're not completely fired. It's just if you're not going to be vaccinated, even though you have an exemption, you just can't be here. Now, of course, you know, I don't know if some got paid leave, but that would definitely put an employer in a predicament where, all right, you know, if you guys have an exemption, we can't have you work here, but don't worry, we'll still pay your salary. How many people would be like, oh, yeah, I can't get the vaccine, oh, I can't, and then, you know. So where it hurt and where it stung is if you weren't going to be vaccinated, exemption or not, we want to keep you away from the public, so you'll have a job later once this all ends, but you won't be working here in the meantime. And so I don't know how many people still stuck around to get their job, but apparently United is allowing them to come back. And mind you, this next few weeks is going to be very busy because of spring break. So I think there's, you know, obviously some planning behind that one. So United said that last year 67,000 employees would have to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or face termination. It was one of the first companies to impose a mandate. The airline's employees overwhelmingly complied with the requirement. United has said it fired more than 200 employees who refused vaccination, and those will not be brought back. So, you know, if the science said that if you were unvaccinated, you would be spreading the virus all over the place versus a vaccinated individual, because that vaccinated individual would be completely sterile, I could understand the, okay, you can't be here. But vaccinated people are coughing, sneezing, carrying it. Not to mention, a lot of these quote-unquote vaccinated people lied, and they had fake cards. I'm not saying United employees, but look how many fake cards were in circulation. And people being arrested, and wasn't Antonio Brown questioned about whether, you know, he used a fake card? Because I think his chef had said he heard it from his masseuse that he was getting a fake card. So somebody going, yeah, I vaccinated. How does the employer know that's not a fake card? There's cards all over the place. People were making their own cards. It was horrible. That's why I did my vaccine at the health department. So there was proof. I videotaped it. The news had me on. I mean, so there was no doubt that I was one of the fakers. But people fake. So it made no sense to go, oh, you have a card, you could stay. You don't have a card. You can't feed your family then. Made no sense. So one of you asked what's going on with the trucker convoy. The trucker convoy that is kind of paralleling what the Freedom Convoy did of truckers in Canada has made it to Washington, D.C. They've been there now for 4 days. And they are now driving around the D.C. Beltway, from what I understand. This is their fourth round. They did have to take a break yesterday due to rain, but Senator Ted Cruz is apparently with them. He is supposed to, be holding a press conference, if he already had it. The group is known as the People's Convoy. They have been in Hagerstown since March 4th. They are there to protest the COVID-19 mandates. Right now, we're seeing that the traffic impacts have been minimal. Organizers met with members of Congress Tuesday. Truckers looped around the Beltway for the third day in a row. Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Ted Cruz of Texas met with convoy members. The trucks who are staged at the Hagerstown Speedway in Hagerstown plan to take Route 40E to Route 63S to I-70E to I-270 to I-495 to I-270 to I-70 to Route 63 and then back to Route 40 West, back to Hagerstown Speedway. So there have been several supporters who have gathered along the bridges, cheering the group on. One supporter, Lynn Bradley of Bethesda, said, "I'm a patriot. I always have been. I'm really outraged what's been done with the country under COVID." And the convoy has called the vaccine and mask mandates a government overreach. And, some of you would ask, why is this happening now that things are rolling back? It's because, all this time, public officials thought they were in the majority. There were people saying, lock everything down. Yeah, that's a great idea. I saw conservatives and liberals go, just lock everything down. Meanwhile, they're collecting extra unemployment, eviction moratorium. They're getting paid at home. They're like, the businesses should close. And I even had some family members, distant family members, feel that way. I go, imagine if you were that business owner. Well, it's for the cause. I got to tell you, man, people were selfish. You see a business owner completely, it was just crushing, to see what happened. So what I believe these truckers are doing and what the support is, look, if you guys thought that the majority had your back on those draconian measures, there's a lot of people that, did not like it. And nobody was listening because everybody was branded as spreading misinformation. And when people were like, but look, there's better masks out there. Can we at least get the better masks? Are you really mandating bandanas? I mean, what's going on here? They were branded as misinformation, Trumpers, banned on restricted on Facebook. I mean, all sorts of stuff happened. So now that there's, I think people are so exhausted and they're like, look, you can't scare me. I got nothing to lose. There's people leaving their jobs and they are taking their truck or their car and they're showing that, look, the majority probably doesn't think your way. Even though it's only 1,000 truckers, it just kind of reminds people that this wasn't just a fringe of a couple people having a problem with this. And if truckers are doing this convoy and they're not, helping out the supply chain, people start to feel it. Does it really make sense to force a trucker who's in a truck all by himself to get the vaccine? I mean, especially when vaccinated people could spread it too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and where this goes. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we've been watching everything that's going on with Ukraine and Russia, there's been some interesting developments on the COVID front. We talked about how Delta-cron was called Delta-micron in France. Apparently there's some cases that are spreading. We found a couple of those cases in America. We're starting to see mask mandates lifted, vaccine mandates lifted. But we are also, which hasn't been talked about in the news, seeing multiple state legislatures start to relax and be more flexible on doctors writing ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine, some of these non-FDA-approved drugs that may have a role in the COVID fight. And most of these state legislatures and most of these laws or bills are being passed along party lines, you know, Republican allowing doctors to be able to, you know, prescribe what they think might be able to work versus, you know, Democrat side going, no, we wait until, you know, it's FDA approved. One such example is here in Michigan. The law, the measure was called the Right to Try Law. It allows specific patients who are willing to, and I think there has to be consent, and doctors willing to be able to prescribe these medications. If there is a consent that there could be potentially harmful side effects, insurance does not necessarily need to cover the cost of the drug or treat the negative reactions that they may risk in terms of their eligibility for hospice care, they say. So, if a doctor wants to write ivermectin or write hydroxychloroquine, they won't be in trouble. They won't be threatened by the medical board like that one doctor in Maine is. On the flip side, what about the pharmacies? Are there protections for pharmacies? Well, apparently in New Hampshire, there's been a law that has passed where ivermectin can be prescribed by a pharmacist. A pharmacist may fill a new prescription or a standing order. A standing order is where if somebody feels like they need to get it. So a standing order is, let's say a doctor, you know, can't be, I guess, called by all his patients all the time for repeats or refills. And so the doctor's like, look, all right, I want you on this blood pressure medication, or I want you on this potassium, or I want you getting access to this medication in case you run out. So I'm going to write a standing order at the pharmacy, so if you need it, you can go to the pharmacy, and then they'll fill it, as opposed to them having to ask me every time or me give you, you know. And, I mean, we do this with refills, but, like, in the hospital setting, you know, before I went to bed, I'm like, okay, just in case this patient's potassium drops, it's totally okay to give a K-Rider. You know, you would give it this standing order or a PRN order, actually a PRN order. So pharmacists were worried about their liability, and an 11-9 vote, now this is in New Hampshire, of the House Health, Human Services, and Elderly Affairs Committee, they have, I guess, endorsed it. And so supporters are guaranteeing that, you know, people could get the drug if they want to, and rather than trying to get it from animal feed stores or foreign countries. Because where these state legislatures are running into some problems is the data is starting to kind of come in where you have some studies, like the one out of Japan, saying, guys, we really need to look at this. Where you have that other study coming out of Malaysia saying, no, it doesn't work. And so when the University of Minnesota or some of these other, and I think it's University of Minnesota, when some of these other, you know, United States run studies come out, and if any data, which is going to be very, very tricky on how this unfolds, if any data comes out going, yeah, guys, this could play a role. It could have always played a role. They wouldn't say that. But if somebody infers that, the lawsuits are going to be enormous. And so in my state, we were banned from writing hydroxychloroquine unless it was for the FDA-approved treatment, like a rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, et cetera. I understood why the governor made that move. I understood the reasoning behind it. I didn't necessarily agree that non-doctors, right, should be making those decisions. If a doctor felt hydroxychloroquine could be of use, shouldn't that be a decision between the doctor and the patient? But I get also, and this is why I didn't completely lose my mind and start to yell and scream about it, is I was worried about the access that lupus patients and rheumatoid patients could have in terms of the medication. And so if this allowed there to not be a shortage of that medication, I kind of understand. But it was a really, really bad thing to go down where public officials are interfering with the doctor and their patient, especially since there has been, again, mixed data. And how do I really feel about it? I feel that the data on these, quote-unquote, non-FDA unproven medications is very similar to what we're seeing with COVID. For some people, COVID will kill. For some people, COVID will give them the sniffles. For some people, ivermectin will knock it out of the ballpark. For other people, ivermectin won't do jack diddly squat. For some people, hydroxychloroquine will be the miracle cure. For other people, hydroxychloroquine will cause them to have heart disease. So I look at it as it's very person, genetic, variant, you know, immune system specific. We haven't really had a lot of rhyme or reason why some people got very sick with COVID and some not. I know they were looking at type A blood, and they were looking at you know, it could be your blood type, and I'm sure they are going to narrow down maybe who were some of the most ill individuals. But when you had healthy individuals where they got COVID and they got completely consumed, yet you had people who had diabetes and high blood pressure that got a sniffle, you're like, well, wait a second, maybe it's not the high blood pressure and the diabetes. Maybe there's something else going on. And that's the same thing. I saw people get hydroxychloroquine from other doctors, and they did absolutely fine. And then you had others that, like, there's that one lawsuit going on where somebody died. So where these state legislators are in the predicament is people want to treat their COVID. And they've been scared, you know, and saying, you got to get the vaccine. You got to, you know, we have to approve these medications for COVID. Then the medications aren't available. And then the vaccines aren't the newly formulated ones that people were promised. They were of the wild type. So people are like, but look, these other people are saying they took ivermectin and they got better. Maybe they would have gotten better anyway. But somebody taking ivermectin is not being evil. They want to save their life. A doctor who's prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine isn't being evil. They're trying to help somebody when we don't have other medications. Now, if we have a whole slew of Paxlovid, and we find Paxlovid to work, and there's a whole bunch of evidence saying ivermectin is worthless, that's when medical boards could be like, okay, come on, you know, what are you doing? But as we have multiple studies coming out saying, guys, we really should be looking into this, we really should be considering this. You know, at the same time, the Malaysian study came out saying it's worthless. The Japanese study came out saying, guys, we should be using this. You know, shouldn't a doctor and a patient have that discussion? Can't a patient choose? You know, and so I think some state legislatures are starting to realize that if any more studies come out saying, guys, ivermectin could have been used this whole time, so lawsuits are going to be, I mean, it is going to be a complete legal Lollapalooza. And I think the government's worried. I think a lot of people are worried. When you say, well, it's unproven, you know, we can't. Now, I have noticed that the verbiage is starting to change where they are saying, look, you know, we don't have enough evidence, you know, but it's going to be tricky because if somebody died who had asked for ivermectin and the doctor said, look, I wanted to give it to you, but they blocked me, who's getting sued? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And again, I'm dying to see some of the, you know, other data that comes out. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.